what I'll do is I'll go and get the boys now, and we can start asking those questions. All right? Brilliant.
I've been asking Sigourney everything. I don't know questions. I've already asked everything to Sigourney.
Ask him about, even if you know it, just ask a question. I'm going to ask about lockers.
Because I don't care about lockers, I just want to know.
Right, so grab a chair. Do you want me to get the front?
Yeah.
Okay, and then if you just grab a chair there. Yeah, it's a Zoom call. Yeah.
Jake's already got the reputation. Yeah,
man. Right, so. We've got, so Ruby is here. Yeah, do you remember Ruby? Yeah, and Gracie. So you recognise Jade then, and then this is Toby as well. Which school did you go to?
Weybridge.
You went to Weybridge. Okay.
I'll probably know.
Yeah, you could pop in on that one. Right then, girls, have you got any questions?
I wanted to ask about the lockers. Do we have do we have combinations for it, or do we have a key?
We have a key, yeah. So like to start, you have a key. But you have to buy it.
You have to pay £4, I think, and then you have 5 years.
Yeah. So yeah, you just say that you would like a locker, and then they'll give you a locker somewhere in the school. There's lockers all over the school, isn't there?
Yeah, have you got one? I don't have one.
I have one, but I never use it.
Yeah, some students use them all the time, others don't really. So it depends. Are you going to have lots of stuff like music or music equipment or sports stuff?
I think I'm going to take music lessons.
Okay, so yeah, you might want to, although you might be able to store it in music. What I'd do is I'd see how much stuff you've got and then see if you need a locker. Because Miss Burrell might be nice and let you keep it in her room. So there, Miss Burrell's going to be there for you. Yeah, so she might be nice and let you keep it in your form room. So I'd see, wait and see when you get there. All right?
I also wanted to ask about the phones. Do we take them in our? Are we allowed to bring phones to school?
Yeah, you're allowed to bring phones to school, but you're not. You're allowed to go on them in the playground, but if you're year 10 and 11, yeah, you're allowed phone. But you're allowed to bring them to school. You just can't get them out in lessons.
Yeah, so when you get older like these guys, that you're allowed a privilege to have them in certain areas, aren't you? So like you have phone zones. So yeah, so in year 7 and 8, as Toby said, just put them in your bag. All right, yeah. But you can bring them in. You might need them to contact home or something like at the end of school.
I have one more question. Miss Weatherhead. Can you tell me? I have one more question. I didn't read the whole booklet thing. Do we have a PE kit or do we just bring something from home?
Yeah, we do have a PE kit. So it's just black shorts and a yellow top.
No.
And when it gets cold, you can wear some black.
Well, you have to wear the PE top, but you can wear different trousers. So if you want to wear that trousers.
And if you want to have a jumper, you have to put it on underneath as well.
All right, so you can order, the yellow sports top we've put in your packs, an order form. So I think they're called ProServe, I think. The sports kit come from somewhere called ProServe. So you can order them online or with that form that we've sent you. But yeah, as the boy said, they're quite relaxed in PE, aren't they?
Yeah.
They do let you wear some other things as well, but it's like the yellow top is the key bit, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and if you forget your kit, what do they do?
It depends. Flag. No, it's not. It's usually you're not allowed to do PE if you forget it, but they usually let you at the start.
Yeah, so they'll let you off a little bit in year 7, but try and remember it, you know, as much as you can. All right, those are good questions. Roxy, have you got any questions? Gracie. Hold on, boys. Gracie, have you got any questions?
No.
Should we tell you about the school day? Should we say about the school day?
School day.
Yeah, like what's the structure?
Oh, right, so start off half an hour form time. When you get off the bus or whatever, how you get here. And then after half an hour of form activities, you go to first lesson, an hour, second lesson, an hour. And there's a break, which is like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So, and then you have another two lessons, which are both an hour long. Lunch was half an hour, I'm pretty sure. Another hour.
10 minutes. And going.
So yeah, we finish at 3, which is quite nice. I don't know, what time do you guys finish?
On normal school days, we finish 3:15.
Ah, so you'll be able to get, you'll be finishing a little earlier. Will you guys be getting the bus?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Jake gets the bus. You can tell us a little bit about the bus.
Yeah, it's got a bit of a, well, 40 minutes long, which, you know, quite annoying. You'll get home at about 4, and there's a few mongs on the bus.
Oh, Jake.
I don't know, it's just...
So what time, where does it go from?
It goes from Port Isaac through Bolsham, and then Rock, St Mimver, and yeah, then your Weybridge takes about 45 minutes.
So it's not just students from our school, is there? There's also members of the public.
Yeah, so it's probably bus. I think it's the only one. It's out of the catchment zone or something.
Yeah. So you can listen to your music there from your phone, you can chat to people. So, yeah, as you say, it's quite a long journey, but you can pass the time quite easily. And there's quite a few students that go on it, isn't there?
Yeah, there's about 20 of us.
Yeah, there's you'll probably know them all from your school.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think. Oh, you've got...
Who's... Bob, Tamara, Kaylin.
Yeah, you'll probably recognise some of them. So, so Jake will be in year 11 when you come up. So, any problems, you can speak to Jake on the bus. So will you both be getting the bus?
I am.
Yeah, both will be. Okay. Where do they get picked up from in Port Isaac?
So, you know, the BT office outside, like next to the primary school, right there. We can go down to the Peapod or outside Lundy Road. If you miss the bus on the first way down, you can just go over Lundy Road and get all the way up. It's fine. So, yeah, probably it comes at about 7:30. And it'll probably leave what I was like about 1:45.
Yeah. So just make sure you get there a little bit early. Like on that first day, so you were having an induction day on the Friday the 4th of September.
Yeah.
So it would just be year 7 in school then. So there won't be, like Jake won't be on the bus, there won't be any other students from the older year groups on that day. But then on the Monday afterwards, there'll be Jake and all of the students will be on there as well. All right, but when you arrive, there'll be buddies and people to take you where you need to go. So don't worry about that. All right.
Yeah.
What subjects are you looking forward to then the most?
I'm looking forward to drama.
I'm looking forward to art.
Oh, nice.
I did drama till last
year. Do either of you do art?
No, I didn't take it.
No, you've got some lovely art teachers. You've got Mr. Buttmaster, who's a laugh, isn't he?
Yeah, he's
funny. And then Miss Ellis is really lovely. She's really kind. And you get to go to an art and geography trip.
No.
So yeah, you get to go on an art and geography trip to the Eden Project in January. Do you remember going to that?
Yeah, we went out.
So you get to go to that in January. So you get to draw some of the plants and things.
Yeah.
Why don't you say about Year 8 camp?
The camp. We have Year 7 camp too. I think we have like 3 camps. One in year 7, one in year 8, and one in year 9. I think you go to different places. I forgot the year 7 one, but in year 9 we go to Nine Ashes, which is great fun because you play like hide and seek in the dark. It's like
bikes.
Quad bikes.
Yeah.
Year 8's pretty good. We went like somewhere where you like climb frames or something. But you all go camping. It's like, I think one of them you go camping.
Camping every time.
Oh,
you have to walk there or back.
Oh, no, but that's year 9. But yeah, you can go with all your mates in that year of camping.
That's year 8.
I'm getting my times mixed up.
It's all blurred into one, Toby.
So yeah, it's only year 7 and 8 with camp, and year 9's DOV.
Yeah, year 9's DOV. If you want to do DOV, have you had a Duke of Edinburgh before?
Yeah.
So that's like quite a big challenge that you could do. So as part of it's the big walk. You've got to do like volunteering and stuff like that. So yeah, if you want to do that in year 9, you can. But then year 7 and year 8 is with your tutor group, which is which is nice. And also, we've got lots of foreign trips. So do you want to say about the trips abroad?
Yeah. So in year 7, we have France and Spain. It's Paris and Seville. And then year 8, it's Paris again.
Or Belgium.
That's a history trip. Year 9, you go.
And there's a French exchange, which is where you go kind of, someone from France comes over to you and you kind of like teach them English. And then when you go over to France with their family and they kind of teach you French. And you kind of go to it's like a snowy Alps area, so you can go like skiing and kind of different activities for like a week. It's not too bad.
And then you've got a ski trip.
Yeah, Formiga. Yeah.
That's that one's right.
Ski trip, yeah.
Yeah, then they do like a big ski trip every 2 years where I think, yeah, from year 7 to year 11 can go. So they go to different places depending on this, on where the snow's good and things like that. So yes, yeah, so there's lots of opportunities for trips. Which, so if you can, I'd say grab, yeah, go on as many as you can. Just see, what, any other questions you've got, girls?
I don't.
Thank you.
No? Just thinking, what else could we tell them about? About tutor time? We said a bit about that, didn't we?
Tutor time's all right.
Yeah, it starts to have like a routine, because when you get to year 9, it's all Monday you got to do something, Tuesday you got to do something, but in year 7, it's quizzes, news.
Yeah, year 7, yeah.
And form sports.
Form
sports is good. Well, so basically, you do different sports. So they're saying just about crab football, where you sit on the floor, don't you?
Yeah,
you
kind of got
on
there.
Yeah, Zulu ball.
Indoor rounders. So you compete against all the other forms. Now, I know Miss Burrell's very competitive. So I'm sure she'll have you trained up, ready to go on those. What else do we have? Assemblies. So your assembly will be on a Monday. Yeah. And then we'll have links work, which is about the assembly. And then we do a little bit on attendance. Yeah, we have like some quizzes, do a little bit of reading. So yes, so there's lots to do in tutor time. So that'll be for half an hour each morning. So as soon as you get to school, you go to your form room, and then you have half an hour with your tutor, unless it's assembly on the Monday, which is good. Should we say where we can eat lunch?
Yeah, so you guys will have a junior canteen just getting off the bus. I don't know, it's next to sixth form block.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, you'll go into the senior canteen when you get to year 9, you know? So yeah, it'll just be year 7s and year 8s when you guys go up, and you'll be there for a couple of years. Yeah, to the senior canteen, which is near the main entrance.
And you've also got outside areas as well. So yeah, like, yeah, got a
year 7's got the big one. Like, there's like a little tunnel, so where you can like eat and mess around. Year 8's like really small, so there's not much places, but no, it's still good.
And then yeah, 9, 10, 11, around the other side of the school. You can also go to the tennis courts if you want, but probably leave that. There's loads of football games and things going on there, so you probably prefer the quiet area or the canteen, I reckon. And then you can always go in the library as well. I think we're renaming it, but I think it's going to be called the Student Resource Centre, so they're doing something to it at the minute, but it's basically still the library. So yeah, so there'll be lots of places you can eat. If it's raining, you normally go to your form room.
Or
your next session, yeah, exactly. So that's yeah. So you won't have to sit out in the rain. You can come inside and eat your lunch. So will you probably bring packed lunch or school dinners? Do you think?
I'll have school dinners.
Yeah. So it depends. Yeah, you can do either. So school dinners, we chatted a bit about that, didn't we?
Yeah.
So you can do your thumbprint and put your code in and choose your lunches. It's quite nice at secondary because you get a bit of variety, don't you?
Yeah.
Like at primary, you sort of don't get much choice. So yeah, Jake's saying it's definitely a lot nicer.
We literally got Aspen around school.
So yeah, you'll look forward to that. And obviously you're coming from Port Isaac, so it's a fairly small school, isn't it?
Yeah.
So Jake, how did you find the difference in sort of the size of the school?
Quite the school, tiny, man. Yeah. Like, the hall is like, it's like classroom, literally the room in that one.
Yeah.
Classrooms are small, I think there's like 50 kids, less than 50 kids in that school.
So how did you get used to like finding your way around and things?
It took me about a week to fluently go to my classrooms, but when you get to year 8, I have to go to M11, where's that? You get used to it.
Yeah, you'll get used to it pretty quickly, and there's buddies that will help you around the school as well. And if you do get lost, you can always ask any of the students that are around. As I said, these guys will be in year 11, so they'll have a different coloured tie on to everybody else, so you'll be able to you'll be able to see them. Oh, is it blue? Is it going to be?
Yeah.
Have you made it?
It's the purple and blue, isn't it? I think the president people.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so they'll be wearing a different tie to you guys. Do you know what the uniform's like here?
Yeah, I'm ordering mine tonight.
Oh, brilliant. So in terms of for girls then, you can either wear trousers, shorts or skirts. So just make sure with the shorts and the skirts that they've got the Weybridge logo on. Yeah. All right. If you're wearing trousers, it can't be jeans. That's just the one thing.
Can't have pockets either.
Yeah, and also make sure, like Toby's got on, black shoes.
They're blue.
Yeah? Are they blue?
Yeah, he's blue.
Oh, they are actually. Yeah, just make sure they're like completely black shoes. And then black socks, black cardigan. You can either have a cardigan or a jumper, white shirt, and then you've got your tie, which is black and gold.
I don't think the sock rules there yet, or is it?
No, it's going to be in place in September.
I think that's stupid, but it's like it's a sock.
It don't matter.
I know, it doesn't really matter, but that's what they've decided. So, yeah, so the socks are new rules. So, yeah, so it used to be you could wear whatever, well, really it's meant to be black or white, but now it's a black sock. All right. So, is that simple? What's the Port Isaac uniform?
Oh, you got your grey or any school trousers, any shoes you want.
Okay.
Red polo shirt.
Well, that's changed.
Oh, has it changed?
We're not allowed leggings. We're only allowed one colour of shoe. We're only allowed either trousers or skirt.
Ah, right. So it's a little bit stricter then. So a little bit like us, so it's a bit stricter. But to be fair, I think the uniform's quite nice. I mean, some secondary schools have to wear big blazers and everything, so. I like blazers as well, but in the summer it's quite hot, so at least you've got your shirt and everything, and it's nice now that you can wear shorts as well. I think that's quite good. So yeah, brilliant. Right, have you got any other questions?
No?
All right then. Well, it's been really nice to chat to you both. Thank you to Toby and Jake as well for helping answer your questions. If you do have any other questions, if you just let your teacher know, she could always email me and then we can organise, I can just reply to them. Okay? Yeah, okay. And we'll see you in September.
Go on.
I think Jake's quite keen to say hello.
Hello. Oh, hi, Jake.
What's going on? You all right?
Really nice to see you.
Yeah, you too.
He was very, very keen to come to talk to Port Isaac.
Oh, I'm so pleased. You look really well.
Oh, you too.
Is it nice being back at school?
Yes, not too bad. It's all right. But hours when you want to go back.
I know, it's a bit of a shock to the system, isn't it? After all that time.
Yeah, it was the same for us, wasn't it, girls? Yeah. Although we got back into it really quite quickly.
Yeah, I think because for our year 10s, they're only coming in one day a week, because then we've got to rotate it for each tutor groups, for the tutor groups. So yeah, is this your first time in school?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And are you expecting everybody back in September?
Hopefully, fingers crossed. Depending on what the government say, fingers crossed. Yeah, I've just said to the girls then their induction day is on the 4th of September, which is a Friday, so it would be just year 7.
And that's definite, is it?
Yeah, as far as I know, that's, we've got it penciled in and everything, so.
That's nice for them to know.
Yeah, definitely, so that'd be good. Everybody else.
Could meet the other year sixes.
Yeah, what I've done is I've recorded just the audio, so just us speaking, and so if they do want to sort of listen to the questions and answers, then I can either send it to you or put it on our website, so let me know if they would.
That's a great idea. I could contact the parents and ask them.
Yeah, okay, let me know. Yeah, drop me an email. And I said to the girls, if they have any other questions, then feel free to drop me an email. That's absolutely fine and I can answer them. We might be organising a sort of tutor meet and greet for the week of the 13th of July. But what we will do is we're just in the process of planning that. So I'll drop you an email once we know a bit more for certain.
So for the girls to actually go into school?
Yeah, to meet the tutor with their parents.
Oh, that would be great, wouldn't
you? Yeah, so that would be really nice. So they could come and meet their tutor with their parents and just sort of say hi and sort of get used to their tutor room and stuff. So we're just in the process of planning that. So the parents will have to ring up and then just book an appointment. All right.
Lovely.
Brilliant. All right.
Thank you very much.
Thanks very much. Lovely to see you.
Thank you, bye-bye.
See you soon, bye.
Don't worry. I know how to.